The Lord be with you.
And with your
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. So there's a story of a Jesuit priest leading a group of pilgrims to the Holy Land. And then when he saw some shepherds, he decided to share what he learned recently. And he told them, you know, shepherds in the Middle East, in this area, they really know the sheep and the sheep know them. Why? Because oftentimes at night, at a pen or in a cave, there's not just one flock of sheep. There are many different flocks of sheep. So then in the morning, then each shepherd would go in and they have a special call, the special way in which they call their sheep, and all the sheep come, recognize the voice of their shepherd, and come and follows them. And in this reason, the shepherd always walks ahead and leads the sheep. And as this Jesuit priest was telling this story, the pilgrims with him started laughing. He's like, how come they're laughing? They're laughing because behind the priest, there was another group. There was a man who was chasing the sheep. And all the sheep were scattered and they were fearful and they belched and they said, bah, bah, and running, kept running around like chaos. And these people were laughing. And then this Jesuit priest was like, oh no, what's wrong? So he ran towards the man, he chased the man down, and he goes, sir, please tell me. I'm told that here in this region, the shepherd always walk in front and lead the sheep. Isn't that true? Am I mistaken? And then the man said, you are absolutely right. That's absolutely true. Here in the region, the shepherd always lead the sheep. But I'm not the shepherd. I'm the butcher. So Jesus used the idea of good shepherd because in his time, shepherds actually were not that good. Thieves, not the best people around, and always leave their family, and sometimes like to spend more time with sheep than with their family. But Jesus uses this imagery to share with us what kind of a leader, what kind of a person, what kind of a God he proclaims. And the gospel today is so short, you can almost miss it. What does Jesus say? My sheep know me. They follow me. I leave them to greater life, and no one else can take them away from me. So Jesus, when he talked about good shepherd, we hear that Jesus emphasized three things. Jesus, God, the good shepherd, knows his people. Second, always accompany, walk with, or lead the people. And third, lead to where? To greater life. It's sometimes, you know, for those of us who grow up cradle Catholic, for us, our faith is all the rituals and all the sacraments and all the things we have to do. Which, by the way, who was here for First Communion yesterday? No one? Okay. But we do that. We have rituals and confirmation is coming so that we think that the heart of our faith is what we do, all the rituals and all the commandments, and it's part of it, but it's not. The heart of our faith is this deep knowing and letting God know us deeply, know us fully, know our joys, know our hopes, know our heartbreaks, know what we are fearful of, know the things that we are too ashamed or too embarrassed to tell people. And it's the idea of knowing, like the sheep in the pen, with that voice of God. And the voice of God in our life comes in our conscience, comes in the times when we're able to listen to that quiet whisper. You know, St. Ignatius says that, how do we know God's voice from the voice of the other side? How do you know the voice of the good shepherd and the voice of the butcher? So St. Ignatius says that the voice of the good shepherd, the voice of God, is like water falling on carpet or falling on a sponge. Gentle, soft, like, and on the other side, St. Ignatius says that the voice of the butcher, of the false spirit, is maybe like the rain the other day. If it's heavy, it's on rain, on cement, and it's maybe thrilling at times, but it's jarring. And if you and I pay attention long enough, we realize that, oh. And how do we also know from the voice? Because one leads us to greater life, eternal life, and the other one butchers us and our life. And then the second part of the goodness of God, and this is Jesus' life, always walks with us, accompanies with us. The greatest thing about our God is that God becomes one of us. Suffered like us, tempted like us, knows what it is to be stuck in the darkness and the hell that sometimes we create. And Jesus knows this, but he still walks with us. And this is the kind of God who does walk with us. I'm with you until the end of time. This is the promise of the risen Jesus. I will never leave you. Now, you and I leave God plenty. But the promise of Jesus is, I'm always here, always waiting. And the third part, what does the good shepherd do? Leads us to greater life, to goodness. So let me ask you, do you have people in your life who are really, really good to you? I hope you do. I hope it includes your moms. Maybe your dad and other people. Do you have people who are really good in your life? Yes? Are they good because they give you whatever you want whenever you want it? No, they're good because they're really out for what's good for you, even though at times they have to use tough love. They have to wake you up. They're good because they always point us to what is more true, more beautiful, more genuine, more life-giving. And Jesus talks about this, eternal life. Eternal life doesn't mean no failure, no hardship, no physical death. Eternal life means fullness of life, now and forever. Now, we think that fullness of life is having everything we want, whenever we want and doing everything we want. And you and I know that it doesn't. And this is where the goodness of God promises. Let's take a look at this week. Was there any time in this week or the last week you felt like someone was really good to you? That's the presence of the Good Shepherd. And this is God in our life really want to give us what is truly, truly good. And yes, you and I listen to the wrong voices all the time, to selfishness, to the lesser part of us, to the sometimes the fake news or the clutter on social media or in other forms, and we get stuck, we get lost. And this is where God, who's not like a butcher chasing us, but a God going after us and saying, no, come home, come back. Stay with my goodness. Receive my goodness as I have promised you in your life. I will bring you to greater life, even though right now it may not be good. And the goodness of good mothers are like this, of good parents are like this. And so today, on the fourth Sunday of Easter, we are reminded, we are challenged to really let God know us, to spend some times of silence and prayer in our life, just to ask, Lord, could I hear your voice? Teach me your voice. Teach me to listen to your voice. Teach me to draw you more intimately. And whenever we feel alone, help me to recognize how you are with me in the people in my life, in the people who are so good to me, and how you lead me to greater life, not just for me, for us, and how you promise that in times of a church that not all priests and leaders in the church we know are good. Sometimes we butcher. Not all leaders in our societies is good, because sometimes they butcher. But the promise of a God who knows us more than we know ourselves, a God who walks with us, next to us, sharing what we go through, and a God who says, I will bring you ever to greater life. And one more thing about the first reading. Did you catch that? There's a sad line from the first reading. When Paul and Barnabas tells about Jesus, you know what the people say? No, we don't. We judge ourselves as unworthy of eternal life. So whatever happens in their life, in our life, we judge ourselves not good enough for God, not good enough for faith, not good enough to be a child, a disciple of God. And what St. Paul says, no. So again, that's an instance of listening to that voice. God doesn't judge us like that. We judge ourselves like that. So whatever voices this week, whatever voices we communicate to each other this week, let us pray that is the voice of goodness and not the voice of butcher. And when that happens, when we follow the wrong voices, two things we could do. Lord, help me to listen to your voice. Or Lord, let me learn to apologize to someone I love, that I may be the goodness, your good voice. And today we celebrate mothers, in the image of our Mother Mary, people who are good, people who do make mistakes, but who are so good. And in this celebration, we celebrate a God who is very, very good.